think this protest has taken on an even more important role than the last protest. This is one that every single man, woman and child in Donegal needs to get themselves to Dublin. This is an issue that has united people in this county like never before, and we need to capture this momentum. The civil servants have put forward their position. Obviously, we're not happy with that. The homeowners have put forward their position, and we need to make sure that they get our full support, the entire county, that the homeowners get exactly what they deserve, 100% redress. And we need to let the government know that this issue will never go away until every one of our people who are suffering, whose homes are crumbling, get 100% redress, just like was granted to the people of Dublin.
Now, Housing Minister Dara Bryan has yet to make his final position known, so hopefully this show of strength on Friday will make that a positive one.
Absolutely. I mean, we know through the last century Donegal has been neglected. There's been political choices made in Dublin by bureaucrats in Dublin, by government ministers in Dublin, and they've always chosen to neglect Donegal, be that in terms of investment in infrastructure, in healthcare, but now it's gone too far. Now the homes of people in Donegal are crumbling, and the government now have to make a political choice whether they will give 100% redress to our people, just like they did in Dublin. So it would be a lot easier for them if we weren't there in Dublin and they could just do what they've always done and neglect us. But if we turn up in our tens of thousands, make a racket on the streets of Dublin, they will know that this issue isn't going away and the people of Donegal have risen up and they will demand 100% redress and will not stop until we get 100% redress.